Please welcome the 109th mayor of the city of New York, Bill de Blasio, with his wife, Shalane McCray, daughter, Kiara, and son, Dante.
The inauguration at City Hall on January 1st was an elaborate ceremony. Mayor David Dinkins, Governor Andrew Cuomo, Bill and Hillary Clinton were there, and so was Mayor Mike Bloomberg, often stone-faced, sitting on stage as a private citizen after spending 12 years in office. And there were 1,000 New Yorkers given tickets. They braved the cold to witness the affair. Legendary Harry Belafonte set the tone. He said Bill de Blasio has an overwhelming mandate to make many who have danced with despair believe that the American dream is attainable.
We have seen America wrestle with her conscience. We have seen her struggle to become her better self. I think the solution to what most people want America to become resides here in New York.
Belafonte says de Blasio gives New York the opportunity to open the door of possibilities. President Bill Clinton echoed this sentiment. He said he strongly endorses Bill de Blasio's core campaign commitment to have a city of shared opportunities, shared prosperity, shared responsibility.
This inequality problem bedevils the entire country, and I can tell you from my work, much of the world. But it is not just a moral outrage, it is a horrible constraint on economic growth and on giving people the security we need to tackle problems like climate change.
Clinton says we can't go forward unless we do it together, and shared commitment is what the new mayor emphasized when he took the podium. He said some think what he said in his campaign was simply rhetoric, political talk to get elected.
So let me be clear. When I said I would take dead aim at the tail of two cities, I meant it. And we will do it. I will honor the faith and the trust you have placed in me, and we will give life to the hope of so many in our city. We will succeed as one city.
De Blasio repeated his intention to ask the wealthy to pay a little more for pre-K and after school for middle schoolers. He'll need Albany's help to do that. He's looking for about $3 a day from those earning between $500,000 and $1 million a year. De Blasio said, "We don't ask more of the wealthy to punish success, but to create more success stories." He said he knows this progressive vision isn't shared by everyone, but that trickle-down economics hasn't worked.
They sell their approach as the path of rugged individualism. But Fiorello LaGuardia, the man I consider to be the greatest mayor this city has ever known, he put it best. He said, "I too admire the rugged individual, but no rugged individual can survive in the midst of collective starvation."
It was New York's new public advocate who was the heart of the inaugural celebration, Tish James, the first woman of color to take citywide office. It was Dasani Coates, the young girl profiled in the New York Times series Invisible Child, who was living in a Brooklyn homeless shelter, who stood at her side.
"We live in a gilded age of inequality, where decrepit homeless shelters and housing developments stand in the neglected shadow of gleaming multi-million dollar condos."
The new public advocate criticized New York City's public school system's fixation on standardized tests, the near poverty wages of many full-time workers, hospital and library closures which threaten communities. She said these are no more than land grabs for luxury condos. Like others, she said challenges can only be met if we work together. And it was hope and unity that came through in a poem by the 2014 Youth Poet Laureate, Ramya Rama.
"Us happen, us love us, some good human, us happy, we happy with change. It is a constant baptism to remind us of our holy, we welcome, we family, we congratulate Mayor Bill de Blasio. We are so very honored and pleased to have you." And the congregation says,
"Yeah."
Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.